Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
An Erio's original.
Friend of the pod, John Tenney, and his friend Jessica, I think, have been to Lilydale many times to visit. And his friend Jessica, I think last time they were there, actually got a reading.
Ooh.
So we're going to ask them like what Lilydale was like for them, their perceptions of it. And then I want to ask Jessica what her reading was like and how accurate it was and all that. You guys have both been to Lilydale, right?
Yeah.
Yep. We just went.
You did? You just went? Whoa.
Did you go during COVID?
Yeah.
Yes. It's our only trip. The only trip I've made since COVID started. We took 2 days and we were like, we got to get out of here and go someplace centering. And yeah. Jess was like, I'll put a trip together for us. And we hit a whole bunch of places and Lilydale was one of them.
That's so
I feel fun. Like COVID doesn't reach Lilydale. Like they have some sort of protective witch block around.
They've got gates.
Yeah, that's true. They have a gate. Okay. So how did you first hear about Lilydale? Because I heard about it from the documentary.
Well, my history with it is the first time I went to Lilydale was when I was working on Unsolved Mysteries.
Ooh.
Oh,
and
what?
I was working on a case of a murdered girl named Jennifer Odom. And there was a psychic named Nancy Myers who was like brought in to find her killer. And they wanted to do a segment at Lilydale. So I went down to Lilydale. And I don't know if the interview made it on camera, but we didn't really talk too much about Lilydale. But that was how I got introduced to it. And then I went a couple more times in the 90s. And then I hadn't been there in 20 years.
Was the Nancy Myers psychic reading done in a really nice kitchen with Meryl Streep?
No, Maria, not that Nancy Myers.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was done in Lilydale is all of these really small, like turn of the century houses where all the psychics
awesome.
Live. And so we did one in there.
There's like 6 houses for sale right now. But you have to be approved by the committee in order to live there. So we're trying to get some references so I can move. Jessica, how did you hear about it?
I don't even remember, to be honest with you. I think it's probably from Tenney or Dana and Greg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just from like overall spooky travel. And I knew at the time Tenney was taking care of both of his parents at the house. So mm-hmm. I didn't want to be the one to expose him to anything. So I'm like, what? Like, and I don't like going on a trip. That's like one thing. If I'm going on a trip, it's like bing, bong, 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 going to like 5
yeah.
different things. I don't want to pack it all in. So I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm like, we're going to dip down to the Buckland Museum of Witchcraft and Magic. We're going to bounce over to, there's like this weird little asylum that we went to. That was like, not great.
Oh my God.
It's, I feel like it's going to be fine, but it was like not ready. We were very nice about it and we were there alone. So it was just like us and these old people showing us around and we're like, we got to go. So we bounced over to the Hinsdale House, which is like one of the most haunted places in the country. And then we went back to the hotel, you know, stayed the night, had pizza, woke up. We went to Lucille Ball's grave, which is really close to Lilydale. Walking distance from our hotel. And then woke up and went to Lilydale. So it's like somehow I like planned the perfect trip to like every place that we went was literally.
Oh my God.
Or outside. And then we came on home. Like we didn't see anybody. We didn't like.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. It's a perfect pandemic trip.
Yeah. Wow. I want to take it. So you got a reading there, right?
I did. In groups, I just like disassociate. I'm like,
yeah.
Nobody look at me. I was hoping.
Wait a second, Jess. Wait. So at Lilydale, every single day they do, you can get a personal read and those like whatever the psychic wants to charge you for however long.
Yeah.
But then every day they do a session out in the woods where everyone sits on like little benches and they have a big stump in the front and some newer psychics and mediums. And then like a couple of old professionals will just walk up all like for 2 hours and they'll just pick people and say, okay, this is your reading. This is for you. This is for you. This is for you. So Jessica is like, don't anybody look at me. No one talk. And of course, one of the psychics is like, you, Jessica.
Oh my God.
Okay, it's called Inspiration Stump, first of all. And you have to walk like a mile in the woods through like the oldest trees ever. And it's like little signs by the trees of like what variety they are. And then you get to the stump. And of course, we're late. So everybody was sitting there and we're like, squeezing. And I have a dog. We're just like the late ones with a dog. So we get in there. And like he said, there was like some people who were really great. And then other people got up there and they're like,
Yeah.
There was one guy there. We don't know his name. I don't remember his name, but the long haired guy was like super good. And then so my lady comes up and it was like, it was a lot to unpack. But her shtick was like talking out loud. So what she would do was say out loud first what the spirit was saying to her in that language that we don't know what she, I don't know if she was really saying anything. It could have been completely.
Like she was speaking and it was like she was speaking in tongues.
Like
except,
shamanic or something? Or
yeah. So she would say like several sentences in whatever language and then she would stop and then say to us what that was in English. So I'm like between that and the English, I'm like, what is she doing?
Was it accurate? Was her reading for you accurate? Or
Me and Teddy were saying, like, as we left, like, in the car, I'm like, well, if this isn't the easiest time in American history to give a psychic reading, because, like, oh, you're stressed out. You're alone. You don't have a job. Like, of course. None of us do. So we were like, But I remember she said something about a playmate. And I was like, playmate. So I'm with my dog, who's my best friend. So I'm like, I don't know if she's talking about the dog or Tenny. Or like, I remember around the same time, like my best friend's dad was passing away. So I'm like, is she talking about Angie? So I don't know. So it was that. And then I didn't really feel like it touched on that much, but I was glad to get one. But it was like, it was a lot. But it was cool.
Were any of the other readings, like, did you feel like they were accurate or were there any, do either of you feel like there are people who do have a gift to live there or what are your perceptions of it?
I think for sure there are people there who are, I mean, not only people who are kind of born with it and naturally learn how to use that process, which I think we all have to a certain degree.
Right.
And I think being surrounded by that community only intensifies it and heightens it. But at the same time, I've known so many psychics over the past 30 years, like a lot of them, I feel like they do themselves a disservice. Like they feel like they're so psychic, they go on autopilot and then they don't seem like they have it at all. Like I've noticed that a lot with psychics where they'll just be like, oh, I'm doing another reading. But then like, if you ask them like, well, can I get one today? Like, if you see him in a hallway at a hotel or something, they're like, I can't turn it on and off. And it's like, but you can, like you schedule readings,
right.
You schedule appointments to it. And so there's this weird like thing that happens. I'll tell you what, Lilydale though, and I think Jess can tell you too, like is a magical place. Like we walked in, I took pictures, and in a couple of the pictures, it looked like I had a bokeh filter on, and there were like little sparkles in the background of all course. Over the place, but then there wouldn't be in other photographs. And there's a little fairy path dog walk that is like super magical. Like there's all these little people that put little fairies and gnomes all back in the woods, and then you can walk your dog back there. And it's super chill and relaxed. And then I didn't get a psychic reading, but so one of my mentors, this minister whose name is Jack Bolin, who passed away when I was in my 20s, at the church where he was the minister, every one of his sermons would end with a certain song, and was just whatever. But Jessica was with Bean, her dog, and I think you were in the gift shop, and they had a big, huge, like, outdoor seating session where they were also doing, it's like covered, it has a tent. I can't even think of what it's called now. Anyway, and so there's like all these people there. And at the end, I'm sitting there and they all started randomly singing this song from this minister who was like a free thought spiritualist minister. And all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, I hadn't heard this song in 28 years. And they all started singing it. And I was like super emotional. And wow. I was like, this place is magic. Wow.
That's so crazy. So I'm also curious, like, because you had mentioned, I should have asked this when you said it, like you were there for Unsolved Mysteries. Why did they decide to go there to Lilydale for the investigation? Was it associated with Lilydale at all? Or
I think it was basically just because the psychic Nancy was from New York and they were like, New York, she's a psychic, Lilydale, psychics, let's film the interview with her and Lilydale. As like another, you know, just link to psychic powers.
That's good stuff. TV producing right there. Mm-hmm. That's what that was well produced.
That was well produced. Unfortunately, I don't think they ever caught the murderer. I try and keep up on some of the cases. This is sidetracking from Lilydale, but I try and keep up on the cases that I worked on. And I think that case actually like is in the midst of being solved because of DNA evidence now.
Oh, sick.
Like someone, it's like a Golden State thing where someone like submitted DNA and through family DNA, they found another guy who lived in the area that this girl was murdered, and they tracked this guy down, and he is, I think, currently in prison for murdering someone else.
Oh my God.
And that's all been in the past like couple of years. Oh, so I think that they might have caught him now.
That's why you should never do those 23andMe's.
Oh, I did 23andMe.
You're going to end up in this slammer.
My DNA is all over the internet.
Wouldn't it be a scary thing if like you were living your life, whatever, you did 23andMe, and then
that was before you did the 23andMe. Yeah,
gross.
You do. Wouldn't it be weird if you did 23andMe, you're just living your life, the police show up and they're like, you're arrested for murder. Your DNA has linked to this thing that was done 20 years ago. And you're like, what are you talking about? And you realize that you murdered someone when you were sleepwalking and you never thought twice about it.
Maria, that's a horror movie.
I got something. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm spiraling here, but
no, we're into spirals.
So my friend Dave, who is like a paranormal, I don't know if I already said his name. He's a paranormal guy, but he did 23andMe and he got like a 99% match for some woman in California who's like 30 years old. And he was like, what? Like, what is this? And he like reached out to her and she was like, yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of you. Like, whatever. So they kept talking and they realized that when Dave was in high school, he got his girlfriend pregnant. And the girlfriend that broke up with him and moved away because she was pregnant. Her family made her move away to California and she had the baby in California. So he found out he has a daughter who's 30 years old that he never met.
Oh, my God. Shit.
That crazy?
I mean, that's kind of beautiful. Are they like in touch now or?
I don't think so.
Oh, well.
Whoa.
It didn't end up as good as I wanted it to.
Can I ask this question really quickly about Lilydale? What's the food like? Did you guys eat there? Were there any good restaurants?
There's one restaurant, but you can take it. But I think the restaurant was closed. A lot of its stuff there was closing down for the season, wasn't it, Jess?
I don't know if there was a restaurant. There was just a little tiny ice cream spot, which I thought was so cute. They just had like ice cream and soda, and that's all.
Great. That's cute.
Another thing that I wanted to bring up was something that I tell people every time I bring up Lilydale was like, I don't even, okay, sidebar. So my dog is like my left arm. So in my car, my shotgun is literally his car seat / like bed cube. And he sits there and Penny sits in the back.
That's amazing. Road trip that we go on.
And every time we go through a drive-thru, people are like, why is he in the back? And I'm like, amazing. Sorry. So we drive into Lilydale, and I'm one of those people who always feels like they're like in the way or like not doing the right thing. So I'm driving in and I don't know where to park, because there's like he said, there's these little cute houses and it doesn't seem like you can park in front of them. So I'm like, what am I doing? So I pull into this little lot, and like just like Willy Wonka or Alice in Wonderland or something, this guy on the second floor of one of those old like Victorian houses throws open wooden shutters and is like, like, what are you guys looking for? And I'm like, where are we? Like,
oh my God.
It was the cutest thing. I'm like, this guy's trying to help out a little window.
Like, it was like a top hat and a monocle. Hello there.
I was like, that it was so cute. I'm like, I never want to leave here. So I'm like, I don't know where to park. And he's like, oh, we'll just go up around there and around the corner. And I'm like, this is going to be the best day of my life. This was the best idea.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
There's also another thing that Tenny didn't bring up, and it's weird because my dog had his leg removed like 2 years ago, so he's a little tripod and he was with us. Aww. And like right before the ferry trail, there's a pet meditation area with a little sign, and I'm like, oh my God, I love there. That's so cute. That's, I like, so love adorable. Everything about there.
Oh my God, my pets like to meditate. Yeah, I guess that was like my other question is like, what have you, either of you guys, like had any experiences there other than what we already talked about that you think our listeners need to know about, or like any last thoughts about Lilydale that you think like we should know or like haven't covered yet?
I don't know what you guys have covered and what you haven't covered, but I think that people forget. So like Lilydale, even though it's a spiritualist community and it's full of psychics and mediums, like, what's really strange about it, and I don't think anybody really talks about it, is that it was formed like through a combination of spiritualists and atheists.
Oh,
like,
oh,
there,
we didn't cover
there
that.
Also, there are a huge group of people who are like free thought and free thinkers who are there, who are like, we're not going to like just believe what everyone tells us. We're going to explore every avenue. So it's like the original idea of free thought. Like now free thought is like, skeptical, right. We disbelieve everything. Originally, though, like free thought was, we're going to try and figure out everything by thinking about everything, and our thoughts will be free, and we're not going to confine our thoughts.
Yeah.
And so it's really kind of cool when you go there that like there are also like little houses that are owned by atheists and free thought get people right next to psychic mediums, and they're all hanging out and everybody's getting along, and it's like super cool to go to. I think if people go, you'll have a really good time. Just don't go when it's cold, because it gets cold there fast and shuts down.
Oh, really? I also saw, if you watch the documentary, they get around in little golf carts.
Oh, like, come through on. The community. That's great.
Like, they all drive around in little golf carts. It's so cute. Jessica, any last things to share about Lilydale or your experience? Or
I'm trying to think. I just like, they have their own little post office. That was really
cute. Oh, come on.
Tell them you want to tell them what I did?
Well, no, you tell them.
Oh, wow. When I saw that little post office and I saw that it was open, I went and bought Jessica and I postcards, and then there's a postmaster in there, and they have a Lilydale cancellation stamp. So I got us postcards from Lilydale that are canceled on the date that we were there. So they have the little stamp that says Lilydale, New York, and then the date that we were on it stamped on the back of the postcard.
That's cute.
Oh,
cheap,
God,
little
that
souvenir.
Is so cute. Yeah, that's so great. All right. Well, guys, you heard it here first. Two people who have been to Lilydale and absolutely loved it. John and Jessica, you guys have a podcast coming out soon, right?
Yeah. Yep. I don't know if it's a podcast so much as it is just like a voyeur phone call cast.
Great.
Like, it's just Jessica and I yelling at each other and calling each other stupid and talking
love
about
it.
Like the MMA fighting and ghosts and horror movies and her dog.
Where can people listen to it? Is it out yet? Where can people find it?
I think we're actually going to record either tonight or tomorrow, the first episode.
Ooh, fun.
All righty. Well, stay tuned. John, where can people find you online?
John E.L. Tenney, all of the social medias.
Perfect. And Jessica, where can people find you if you want to be found?
You don't have to be found.
I'm at Jessica Napik on Twitter, or my work gram is at Magic Brows.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, guys, thank you guys for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was so fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so now we have Robin Valentine. Just to go along with the theme of our show, psychics, tarot card readers, healers, mediums, and she is a very gifted tarot card reader. And Robin, you have a book coming out soon also, right?
Tell us
about the book and where we can find it and what it's about.
So I am a practicing witch. Amazing. And I'm also a professional tarot card reader. And so my book is kind of incorporating both aspects together. It's basically an in-depth look at the symbolism in the major arcana and how we can use that symbolism as a tool in ritual magic.
Oh my God. Oh. I love that.
It's called Magical Tarot. It's coming out on May 11th. And it's to my knowledge, available everywhere for pre-order. Amazing. Right now, but definitely Amazing. On Amazon.
Oh, nice. We'll put the link in our show notes.
Yeah, we'll put the link Thank in our show you. Notes. Everyone, order a copy of that. That's so cool. We will definitely order
I'm
one.
Very excited about it. It is definitely my baby, so I'm very, very excited about it.
Yeah.
I look forward to it coming out.
How did you get into practicing tarot and witchcraft and all that kind of stuff?
I was a very weird child.
Love it.
No, I got into tarot.
Explanation.
I got my first tarot deck when I was 12.
Oh my God.
I'm from the San Francisco area originally, and there was an outlet mall by my house, and I begged my mom to buy this tarot deck for me. I was like the weirdest little kid. She was like, "What's wrong with you?" And I was like, "Please, please." And obviously, I had no idea what I was doing when I was a kid. But I never stopped doing it.
Yeah.
And so it's been 20 Whoa. Years of me doing this.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And 10 of which have been professional. So.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, we're so lucky to have you on. So I requested that you give me like a general reading or like a reading about like my love life or anything along those lines. We know that I'm a desperate lady. We're ignoring Melissa and Maria because I'm also selfish. But yeah, I would love to experience your talents if you're open to it.
I super am.
Okay,
so
great.
Before we started, I cleansed my deck and all that, and I've been shuffling. So hopefully This is going to be a non-issue in that respect.
Okay. I'm so excited.
So I figured for you, we would do a general reading with an emphasis on love. So it's not perfect. Just going to be love, because I feel like when we do just love readings, they're always the same thing.
And yeah, that's, for sure. Yeah.
We don't want that. Nobody wants that. So, yeah. So let's have a look.
So
overall, would you like me to tell you what cards I pulled, or do you want me to just give you the reading? What would you prefer?
You can tell me both the cards that you pulled and the reading would be cool. I think our listeners would probably appreciate knowing the cards that you pulled too.
Okay, perfect. So we've got the Knight of Pentacles reversed, Six of Swords, the Star reversed, and the Queen of Swords reversed.
Okay.
So basically the general energy here, the Six of Swords especially tells us that, you know, you've been at a point in probably about the last year where you've been moving away from like bad habits, and bad habits sometimes are also people.
Yeah.
And it's a very layered situation, right? Habits appear in many ways, but the Six of Swords basically tells us that when we've been moving away from them, it doesn't mean that we've closed or burned a bridge. Mm-hmm. It means that we're taking boundaries, we're making space, and then we can always go back to that person or habit later in the future when we're in a healthier mindset. It tells us the Knight of Pentacles reversed and the Star reversed tell us that essentially, okay, I'm going to say this.
Go for it.
I want you to know that it is coming from a place of love. The Knight of Pentacles reversed, I often see coming up when we find ourselves being attracted to people that are on paper awesome. So they've got their finances together. They own their house, you know, that sort of thing. But they're dicks.
Yeah.
So on paper, they're these really great guys. The knights in general, I call them the four horsemen of the bad boyfriend apocalypse. And so on paper, there's somebody who really has it together.
Yes.
But they're an asshole. And
girl,
so
that makes so much sense.
You find yourself in these positions where you keep going towards partners that on paper are awesome, but in practice are just assholes.
Yes.
And so the Star reverse tells us that essentially because of this pattern of making boundaries and dating dicks, you're at a point where you're just kind of not wanting to even date right now. Like, yeah. I know you've self-described as desperate, but it is like a jokey kind of way.
Yes.
Where in reality,
I was just
like,
saying
I am desperate.
I was
in reality, I don't ever want to date again. Fuck everyone.
Yeah. I was like, I'm boy crazy, but I also like don't want a relationship. Like I like joking about liking guys, but I like don't actually, I'm not like relationship minded at all.
Right. It is the Star reverse basically puts us in a situation where that light at the end of the tunnel, you don't even care. It's not that it's not there. It's like, it's nice in theory, but I'm not chasing it.
Yeah.
And then finally it leads us to the Queen of Swords, and the Queen of Swords specifically is the only queen who doesn't have a king. It's not to say that you aren't going to find your right person. We're looking at this as a right now situation.
Okay.
So the Queen of Swords basically tells us that it's just not a priority. You're focusing on yourself. You're focusing on kind of ruling your domain.
Yeah.
And if a guy or person comes up, great. If they don't, oh well, like that's really not the priority right now. She is a single lady.
God.
That I am sorry to say,
but overall it does look like
the reason for the singleness is really healthy and for your betterment.
Okay.
And it's nice to grow as an individual without needing to do that through another person. So
yeah. Can I ask like one question, like a follow up poll question? Will I ever find someone?
Okay, I will answer this, but I am going to preface my answer with a forewarning.
Yes.
Timelines and stuff like that are very fluid. When we look at tarot as a whole, it's showing us kind of the path we're on right at this moment.
Okay.
But the future is about consent. So you are allowed to be like, yeah, I'm on this path right now. Uh-huh. But you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. I'm going to go do something else.
Okay.
And so I will pull for that.
Yes.
But I need you to know that you're also allowed to like make different decisions.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
You're entitled to that.
Okay. Okay. Here we go.
Okay, so you are gonna find somebody eventually. It's okay, all is well. The magician partnered with the Five of Wands tells us that essentially you have everything you need right now to find your perfect person. Like, You're just not in a place where you want to do that.
Interesting. Okay.
It might be subconscious. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, it's one of those situations where we have all these things going for us and we're too busy with like negative self-talk. Mm. The Five of Wands, especially, it talks about battling things, battling other people. You know, dating is kind of a rat race. You know what I mean? Especially with apps like Tinder and stuff like that.
For sure.
You're literally shopping for people. So you are. It's the Amazon of dating. You just swipe and you're like, nope, so that one doesn't look good.
Yeah.
I forever feel very blessed that I don't have to do that anymore. So I empathize. you absolutely are going to find your perfect person. You're just kind of at this point where it's a lot to deal with, and that's fair.
Yeah.
To be perfectly frank, 2020, 2021 has been an absolute shit show for dating across the board. And I think that it's very valid and fair to be like, you know what? This really isn't for me right now.
Oh my God. Well, this makes so much sense. What was the card again? I just want to write it down because I think it's funny. It's the only queen that doesn't have a king.
It's the Queen of Swords. Okay. It's the Queen of Swords. Her king is her brother. It's not like that.
Right. No, I know, but Allie's like in love with her family. So like that makes sense.
And so she's the queen of her own domain, but she's not a queen because she's married to, you know, somebody else.
That's oh my so God, funny. It's an incest card. Love that for me. Okay, well, this was so incredible. Thank you so much. Robin, tell us
You're
one more
so
time,
welcome.
Where can people find you online, on Twitter or on Instagram?
So on all social media platforms except for Twitter, I am a tired witch, one word. On Twitter, I'm tired X, like the letter witch. And then I have a website that's the same thing, tiredwitch.com.
Awesome.
And then my book is coming out, so everyone go buy it or I will cry.
And tell us the name of the book. Tell us the name of the book one more time.
It is Magical Tarot.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Robin. This was like, I love this so much. And
so good.
Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you for having me, guys. Bye.
All right. Well, crazy episode about psychics, mediumship. We had a tarot card reader, a psychic, John and Jessica telling us about their experience at Lilydale. And if you want, you can visit any of these communities, Camp Chesterfield, Casadega Spiritualist Community, or Lilydale. These are all open for visiting. You can visit a medium or just kind of look around and see what it's like. These apparently like are holy places. You can feel the magic, as John says. Melissa, if people have visited one of these places and have an experience there, or just want to email us in general, where can people find us?
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter or Instagram at webcrawlerspod, and we're on TikTok at webcrawlers.
Yes. And then this Friday, March 5th, something very exciting is happening. For those of you who don't know, although I think the general population knows anyways, my birthday is March 9. I'll be turning 35 years old. It's my second quarantine birthday. And we will be having a live show on March 5th, Friday, March 5th. Time to be determined, maybe like 5 or 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something around there. Yeah. We'll make the invite today. And you can come tell a scary story, tell a weird story, synchronicity, just call and, say your favorite thing about the podcast, your favorite thing about me. The title of the party is going to be, Maria titled it, Celebrating Allie, A Life Well Lived. It's going to be like when people are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be like that. Or what is it when they win the Lifetime Achievement Award, like at like the Emmys or the Academy Awards?
the Cecil B. DeMille
yes.
Lifetime
Achievement. It's going to be like a similar vibe for the live show.
Okay.
So, and you can come dressed to impress. Like if you want to get dressed up, cocktail hour or, you know, whatever. Like it's just up to you. So look for that and we'll keep you posted. All right, guys?
All right.
All right. I am Allie Birthday Boy Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Cecil B. DeMille Stetton.
And I'm producer Maria. Let's party, Blasucci.
Party time. Bye.
Cool.
An Erios original. Powered by Acast.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.